I'm going to leave the book of James, and I'll be speaking from the book of Nehemiah. I believe that you need to hear these lessons today.
In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, I want to read verses 2, 3, and 4. One of my brethren came, and he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews which had escaped, which was left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity are in great affliction and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. I'd like to ask the question, how long has it been since you've heard news that caused you to sit down and weep before God? I know that sometimes we hear news, bad news, news of those that are in distress and are bearing reproach, and a tear will come to our eye. On the newscast, we hear of those that are suffering reproach and bearing much afflictions. And a tear comes to our eyes, and then we switch the channel. He sat down and he wept and he cried and he prayed and he fasted. What was his prayer? Before he asked for anything, he repented of everything. He said, me and my house, we have sinned against you, Lord. Not only had the people of Israel sinned, but he confessed that he and his father's house had sinned. And while he was praying, God went before him and was talking to the king. He prayed that God would give him favor with the king. This favor was going to be important to Nehemiah. He was going to need some things if he was going to realize the work that he was going to do. Here's what he said in the 8th verse of chapter 2. The king granted me according to the good hand of God that was upon me. I remember a TV program called The X Factor. The judges were looking for contestants who had an undefinable something that made them outstanding as they performed. No one could define exactly what that special quality was. It wasn't just talent. It wasn't just their looks or their personality. They were looking for something about them that made them special, something that gave them an advantage. I heard one judge say, and he called it the X Factor. But God has put something upon us that makes us stand out. God has put something upon us that draws opportunity, that causes us to overcome obstacles and to accomplish our dream. The television show called it the X Factor, but I want to call it the Hand of God Factor. When the hand of God is upon your life, there is a special favor of God that blesses you. You can't put your finger on it, but you know that this is more than your talent, more than your education, more than your hard work. Like me, many times you have wondered, how did I get to where I am? Every accomplishment, every good break, how could I be this happy? How could I be this blessed? After all that I have been through, that's not just good fortune. That's not just you getting a lucky break. That's the hand of God giving you favor and his blessings on your life. Everything that you have overcome was God opening the door, God smiling down on you. Now, you may not have as much education as others. Maybe you don't come from the most influential family. God's favor can take you where you cannot go on your own. Other people are astonished. All they know is that you've got it. But that it is the hand of God that's heavy upon you.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.